Brothers and sisters in Christ, happy feast of St. Henry to all of you. If any of you have a devotion to him, there's a church dedicated to him in Regent, so you can go down the Enchanted Highway and see St. Henry's if you want. It's also the feast of his wife, St. Kunigunda. So there you have it, in case you want a married couple who are very holy. Today we hear Jesus telling and commissioning his apostles to go and proclaim his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, and especially to bring about the forgiveness, the mercy that he wishes for all of us. And we see also this mercy quite alive in the heart of Joseph in this dramatic change in the story as he forgives his brothers. He must have forgiven them, otherwise he would have put them to death or just left them in prison. We can see that he tells them to come close to him. And he said, everybody else, go away. So that he could reveal to them what God had done for him and for all of them. How powerful is the Lord's mercy? This is what the apostles are being sent out to proclaim. This is what you and I have received by being baptized, by being forgiven in the sacrament of confession, returning to our baptismal purity. And every time we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we're receiving the great gifts of his mercy. And so the psalm reminds us today to remember the marvels that the Lord has done, to be amazed at what happened to Joseph, to be amazed what Jesus is sending the apostles out to do, to cast out demons, to forgive sins, and to experience that in our own lives and to be amazed where we experience it. Where is it that the mercy of God, that the marvels of God have been done in my life? And am I thanking God? Am I praising him for that? And am I sharing that great mercy with others? Think of the great mercy that we receive here at this Mass. The true presence, the body and blood of Jesus himself in our flesh. He draws near to us. Come close to me, Jesus says. And so let us draw near to him and receive him in this Holy Eucharist. Amen.